Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Ryan. He's connecting. See who we else we have joining over here. Meeting is starting if you can jump on. Dan Wald is in Costa Rica, but he said that he would do his very best to join the call.
Oh.
All right, so we got Mary, we got Max, we got Renee.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
We're
Morning.
with Eric.
Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
Yes.
you can.
Cool.
Ryan, would you shoot Derek a text real quick? Oh, here's Derek. He just jumped on now. Promote to panelist. Let's give that a second there.
Okay.
It still shows him as an attendee. Did he not accept it?
I think he has to click the button, so I just tried it again. He must have been having an issue because he has vanished from the screen. So hopefully he'll be back in just a second. Now we have Michael. Good, we got the full house. Just about.
Morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
We are waiting for Derek to connect. He connected and fell off. So,
No
oh,
problem.
here we go. He's looks like he's back again. Promote to panelist.
There you go.
Great. All right. Good morning, everybody. Everybody on? Everybody can
Yes.
hear? Derek, are you there? Derek, can you hear us? We will need him to talk about the EDRST agreement. I can cover most of it, but I'm sure he might have something to say. Derek, can you hear us? I think that is a
Oh,
no.
we lost again.
This should be very quick as soon as we can get Derek back on. He could see you on the call, but could not hear anything.
Is Dan going to be able to make it this morning?
He said that he would do his very best to text him right before the meeting started. He is in Costa Rica, but he said he would do his best to jump on the call. We have a quorum now with you four, but I just wanted Derek to talk about the EDRST agreement if he would like to.
So just to go over some quick numbers for a motion to pass in the new board setup, how many people have to vote yes?
Four. So we had changed from 9 to 7, so the quorum changed from 5 to 4.
Okay, so there's only going to be, it'll be?
There's four right now, Mary, Max, Renee, and you.
Okay. So I'm just chatting about it. I talked to Derek, I wish he was on the phone, but time considerations. You know, we talked after our meeting about the city wanting him to sign a personal guarantee. Do you know, can you update us on what happened on that?
I cannot. That's why we need Derek on the call. He's met, I can see that he's texting us right now.
So I'll just tell you, I think it's important.
Oh, here we go. I think he's back. Let's see, promote to panelist.
Okay, I'll ask him.
All right, Derek is rejoining now. That's what it says. I think you have to click join as panelist. Derek declined to be promoted as panelist. It's saying you're declining to be promoted. Please click accept. There we go. All right, Derek, we see you there, but you're muted. Can you hear us? All right, Derek, we see the microphone went off, but we cannot hear anything.
Or see anything.
You know, I'm not the only one. Technology, bro.
I'm going to try to call him on speakerphone and put him on the Zoom call.
For all of this crazy.
I'll just put you on the Zoom call on speakerphone, if that sounds okay to you.
That's fine.
Okay, can everybody hear Derek?
Derek, can you speak up a little bit?
Hello, everyone. Sorry about this. What's going on? Okay.
Can you guys hear him okay?
I think so.
Okay, so we're going to call the meeting to order at 8:38 a.m. So the first item was citizen participation, and Joe did send in a public comment that he wanted read at the board meeting, so I will read that. Joe said, please read my response out loud at tomorrow's LSBD meeting and include it in the minutes. I am amazed that the LSBD board is being called 24 hours and 6 minutes before it is to occur. How many members in our wonderful district, business owners and building owners, supposed to be able to change their schedules with that short of notice? Sure, you meet the 24-hour legal requirements, but your statement of how you want to attract more participation is hollow. From Joe Edwards, who won't be able to change on short notice. That's the only public comment that we received. Does anyone else have any other public comments? Oh, Derek, we can see you if you want to try to talk now.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
No.
Only through the phone. Okay. All right. So then the first item is the LSBD board election of officers. Derek, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we talked about this last meeting. Everyone was there, but we decided that it was cool with everyone. I was going to stay as the president. Mary is now going to be the vice president, and Dan's going to stay on as the treasurer. So Muhammad was the vice president, but he's no longer, he resigned, and Mary stepped up and said she'd take the position, and we said that'd be great. So if anyone has any discussion or questions, if not, we can just vote on this to get this moving.
Just on one, I have asked Muhammad to submit a written resignation to the city. I left him a note on Tuesday.
He did, Mary. Thank you. He sent Brooke something. Brooke confirmed with me that she received something from him.
Okay, great.
Do we happen to have anything written about what these roles are, what we're supposed to do?
Yes, there is the LSBD bylaws, which are on the University City website. I can also send a copy of them to everybody. It outlines what each role and responsibility is. And then it says in there that if you would like to hire someone to fulfill some of those items, you're more than welcome to do that. And you will see for most of the items in the roles, those are items that Ryan and I take care of. Like the vice president is responsible for the development plan. I do not expect Mary to put together a development plan. That's what we do. So things like that.
Okay, thanks.
But I'll send that to you after.
Michael didn't want to do it, so I'm not usurping Michael.
Definitely not. I think I've served in all the different roles. I'm happy to let you have as much fun as I've had.
Oh, Lord.
All right, let's take a vote. Let's take a vote.
All right, would somebody like to make a motion to pass the slate of the three positions of Derek as vice Derek as president, Mary as vice president, and Dan Wald as chair?
I'll make a motion for that.
Okay, Michael makes the first. Who would like to make a second?
I'll second.
Renee, second. And is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the motion carries unanimously. So then the next item is the EDRST agreement. So Derek, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so I basically threatened the city and said we were going to resign and the LSPD was no longer going to be because we didn't have the starting capital. So they've come to their senses and they said that we could get up to $75,000 in upfront money. All we have to do is vote on it. And if we just vote on and say, yeah, we'd like the city to front us that money, and then they're going to reimburse themselves with the real estate taxes and business license fees, but that's only $36,000, so that's never really going to reimburse the $75,000. But we're never going to really need them. I mean, we're never going to have to worry about that because after we spend the $75,000, then we get reimbursed the $75,000, spend on the next project, then to spend on the next project. So it's not like we're going to run out of money now that we have this $75,000. They just want us to make a vote to pass this that we're asking for this money from them. So
I'll vote for that.
Questions or anything? Like Michael made a good point though last time. Like I'm not going to sign a personal guarantee on this. Yeah. I already told Brooke we're just going to ask for the money, but there's not going to be no one's going to put their name on the hook for this money. So they're just afraid, like if we misuse the money or if someone runs away to Hawaii with the money or anything like that, then who's on the hook? But I'm just saying that's not going to happen. We're going to submit the money when needed. We're going to follow the budget. We're going to follow the EDRST request. And that's it.
Who's got access to this money? Who amongst us has?
Dan, the treasurer, myself, we have to sign, both of us have to sign the checks.
Okay.
So we have to have both of our signatures in order to spend this money.
He's gone to Costa Rica.
I don't know. Well, what we both have to be in
yeah, I'm joking.
We want to really pull this off.
Joking.
So I think we're all right.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek, it's Michael. When you...
Yeah.
Let the city know that you really didn't have any interest correctly in not signing a personal guarantee regarding the allocation of funds. Did they agree to that, or is that going to be a stipulation post this motion?
It's going to be a stipulation post this motion, exactly. I kind of said something to Brooke about that. She's like, well, that's above my head. You need to talk to Gregory. I'm like, well, when we submit this, it's going to be in there, exactly what you just said.
So are you, so if I understood you right, it's going to be in there. Are you going to sign it?
No.
I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have my lawyer like draw up something. I'm going to have you look at it, but I'm going to probably sign it, but it's not going to say that we're anyone's on the hook. It's just saying I'm signing this as the LSBD president, requesting the $75,000 to have a starting kitty for the LSBD. But I'm not going to personally guarantee. I'll make sure my lawyer makes sure that's clear in the letter I sent to the city, and I'll definitely have you look at it too.
Okay, thanks.
Great.
They've never done that before, and it's quite madness. We're volunteers.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
It's insane.
Exactly. But, I mean, this is as far as they've ever gone, because this the money they were not comfortable in the past the way the money was used when they gave it up front. So now they're having a leap of faith, and also I think they're just realizing that this board's not going to exist if they don't try to help us out. So
why would we exist?
All right.
Would somebody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion.
We got to say the whole thing out. So would somebody like to make a motion to request $75 from the city to $75,000 from the city for cash flow over the next for the fiscal year for EDRST funds?
I'll make a motion.
All right. Anybody second?
I'll second.
All right. Any discussion?
Yes, please. I just want to get this on the record. It's Michael. There's only four of us on this meeting, and I believe all four of us need to vote yes for this motion to pass. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct.
So I think it's important for us to obviously get funded. And so I plan on voting in favor of the motion. However, I want to say a couple things real briefly. I know we got to go. Number one, I wouldn't vote yes unless I had a guarantee that that Derek or no one on this board was going to sign a personal guarantee. That is well beyond our job descriptions, whatever they are. They're not in the bylaws. I'm unfamiliar with any of the city requiring any other member of any other board issuing a personal guarantee for funding. We all understand, especially those long-standing members, you know, we are part of the city government. We have to act in accordance with that. I don't have a problem with that. It's a game, you know, we have to follow the rules. Those rules are, we have to understand them. Having said that, I think this is not a common rule in the city to ask any member of any of its boards to sign a personal guarantee. The second thing I want to point out real briefly, if, you know, I have been a longtime supporter of a SID. I got involved in this organization for two reasons, marketing and to get a SID done. I think that we have to get a SID going so we as a group can manage our street in a way that is less encumbered by the regulations that are hard for us to understand and follow at times, and in ways where we're strapped of money and we are constantly, for lack of a better word, begging for our lunch. You know, we can't run an effective organization this way. So I would hope that maybe at the next board meeting, we should really talk about getting a subcommittee back together, and that subcommittee should explore every means possible to get a SID established so we can, in my mind, operate more effectively. That's my comments. Those are my two comments.
I agree.
Okay. With the motion up.
Yeah. Any other discussion? All right. All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The motion carries. And I just realized before, Michael, you said that there was four on the call, so all of us had to vote. There's actually five now. All right. Is there any other business or any other discussion for this meeting?
When will this money be made available to you guys?
I think as soon as we present this letter to the city. So I'm going to have my lawyer, I'm going to call him today and have him do that, and then I'll reach out to Michael early next week. So hopefully by the middle of next week, I'll have this letter to Brooke and Gregory, and we can start getting these funds and start getting all this stuff, get the trash cans and get the mural festival and all the things we got going on starting to roll. So well, hopefully by the end of next week.
To further reaffirm my point, Derek, I'll say, like, if you have to go out and have a lawyer look at this and that lawyer's going to bill you, we should pay for that, right?
I was thinking the same thing. It seems totally not ethical that Derek, out of everything he does, now he's got to dip into his money and pay hundreds of dollars to protect himself against something that shouldn't be happening anyway. It seems like we should pay for that.
Absolutely.
I agree.
It's only gonna be like $100 or $200 or something. It'll be like a 30-minute call. So
it's precedent.
I'll appreciate that.
But it's precedent, Derek.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Anything else? All right, the meeting is adjourned at 8:51 a.m. And hope everybody has a great day. I'll send you guys the bylaws in just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'll see you guys. Thanks so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.